I want to get healthy, but it's too hard to do it all on my own. So how do I get my spouse on board? It's a question I hear a lot. And honestly, it's an important one because the reality is that anything in a relationship is easier when you're both on the same page and working towards a common goal. And losing weight and getting healthy is a big goal. And that's why in today's episode, we're going to talk about just that. The best way to join forces with your significant other in order to transform your health for life. Welcome to the Ditch the Carbs podcast, brought to you by Thinlicious. I'm your host, Ruth Sukup, and here we'll talk about everything from the science of weight loss and metabolic flexibility to practical tips for making your health a priority in the midst of a very busy life. It's the perfect blend of insightful education, practical application, and good old-fashioned motivation. So buckle up, friend, because it's about to get real. Hey there, and welcome back to the Ditch the Carbs podcast. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Ruth Sukup, and I am the founder of Thinlicious and the creator of the Thin Adapted System, as well as the New York Times bestselling author of 7 books. And I gotta tell you that I am actually pretty fired up about today's episode because we're gonna talk about a topic I get asked about all the time, usually from the women in our program, but also from a lot of women who are just thinking of joining our program. And the question is this: how do I get my spouse on board with this whole thing? And I think what they're really saying is that I can see how this would help me and I really want to make this change in my life. But if my husband is not on board, if he's constantly complaining about the foods we're eating, or if he's not supportive, or if I have to end up cooking twice for every meal, then this is never going to work for me. And honestly, I totally get it. I really, really, really do. Because I struggled losing weight and getting healthy for a very long time, literally for years. And in the course of that struggle, I tried so many different things and so many different diet plans. Honestly, I think I have tried all of them, everything from Weight Watchers and Noom to juice cleanses and food delivery programs to crazy things like the fat flush diet and the cabbage soup diet and something called the GM diet. That one was super weird. And while most of the time my husband was pretty supportive of me, he definitely was not interested in joining me in what he mostly viewed as pretty much ridiculous plans that would just end up making me miserable and not work anyways, right? He was like, yeah, honey, that's not going to work. And even though a lot of times he also wanted to lose weight, right? He has never totally felt happy with where he's at. He'd see what I was doing. He'd be like, yeah, I'm not doing that. But of course, it's so much easier for guys though, right? Like when he would want to get serious, he would basically just stop drinking beer for a few weeks and end up losing 10 pounds just like that, right? So annoying. But eventually, both of us got to a point where we were basically both the heaviest that we had ever been. It happened. We went on this vacation to Wisconsin with all of our friends, and it was a great vacation. We went for 9 days in a motorhome with 4 dogs and 7 adults and 2 kids and ate nothing but cheese and drank beer and pie and had a great time and came back literally the heaviest we had ever been. He was the heaviest. I was the heaviest. And I've talked about this before on this podcast, right? Soon after that trip, I had this big turning point where I saw a picture of myself that someone else had taken. And I was like, okay, something has to give here. But I also knew that I had to do something different, something that I had never tried before. I was such an instant gratification person. And I always wanted the quick fix. I always wanted the thing that was going to like help me lose 10 pounds in 5 hours or whatever it was. I knew I needed to stop looking for a quick fix and actually figure out what was behind it all. What was causing me to gain weight in the first place so that I could actually fix it for good. And I also knew, I think deep down, I knew that it needed to be more than just a diet. It needed to be a lifestyle change. And so that's when I started diving into a lot of research. I started reading books and started listening to podcasts and listening to other stuff and reading all these academic journals. And then I started reading like the actual research studies just to try to understand what was happening. I'd read one thing and that would pique my interest. And so then I'd read the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And I couldn't believe it. Honestly, what I started to figure out and what I started to discover, it shocked me. Because as I'm reading all of this well-documented stuff, right? These are actual academic studies. These are actual many, many, many studies, study after study after study, talking about what actually works. And it became so obvious why everything that I had tried up until that point hadn't worked. All of a sudden, I was like, no wonder I'm having so much trouble. I'm doing everything wrong. And if this is your first time listening to the Ditch the Carbs podcast, then I'm just going to do like a really quick sidebar for a minute. Because as you can probably tell, I get pretty fired up about this stuff. But honestly, it makes me crazy. It makes me just absolutely insanely crazy that so much of what we have been told about what is healthy for the past 50 or 100 years, so much of what we have been told is wrong. It is flat out wrong, not just a little bit wrong, but dangerously and devastatingly wrong. It is what is showing up in our society with skyrocketing levels of obesity and skyrocketing levels of conditions, health conditions that are totally preventable and totally a result of the obesity crisis that has hit our country. And the thing is, it's all preventable and it's all easily fixable. And if you want to understand more about what I'm talking about, then please know that I have actually put together a very helpful on-demand training video that you can go and watch for free. It's called How to Lose Weight and Get Healthy for Life Without Dieting, Drugs, or Making Yourself Miserable. And it will walk you through everything that I'm talking about, right? Like what we've been told, why it's wrong, why it's not working, why all the things that you've tried aren't working. And it'll just explain the science behind it and give you the background. And you can watch it absolutely free. All you have to do to access it is to go to thinlicious.com/video. So again, that URL is thinlicious.com/video. Okay, so don't miss that. But back to my story. So as I started doing all this research, right, I started applying what I was learning. And I started making changes to just what I was eating and what I was cooking and what I was cooking for myself, but what I was cooking for my family, because I have to cook for all of us. So I started making, you know, tweaks here and there and started changing things and started kind of applying things that I was learning. But I was also talking to my husband about everything that I was reading and everything I was learning, because like I said, I was pretty fired up and honestly, I couldn't stop talking about it. I still obviously can't stop talking about it, but he was actually open to it because it made a lot of sense. And my husband, Chuck, if you know him, he is an engineer. He is super logical, super observant, very contrary. He will argue with everything, right? If he sees through BS so quickly in people and sometimes does not have a filter. So that's basically everything you need to know about Chuck. He will tell you, he calls it like he sees it. But right away, he was like, yeah, that totally makes sense. That's been my experience. And he started connecting the dots and he started to see how this new way of eating that I was sort of advocating for actually tracked with the results that he had experienced in the past, anytime that he had tried to lose weight. And so we started making the changes together to our lifestyle, at least mostly, because like I said, I do most of the cooking, at least for dinner. So I would just cook meals for the whole family that were in line with how I wanted to be eating. So not a lot of carbs, right? Pretty much no carbs, but healthy fats, protein, and really good stuff, because the food that, I mean, if you've been on our Thinlicious website, you know our recipes are amazing. Like, the food is so good. And honestly, my kids didn't even really notice, and they loved it. They loved what we were eating, and they loved the food. And that was actually a really big deal to me too, to be able to just eat normally, right? To eat to satiety, to eat real meals, healthy meals, and for my kids to see me eating normally, the same things that they were eating. Because honestly, now that my girls are teenagers, I think I am so much more aware of how important it is for me as their mom and as their role model to have a super normal, super healthy relationship with food and with my body. And again, I've talked about this before on this podcast, but when I started making these changes that were based on this new way of eating that was just so different from all the things that I had heard and tried for so long, it was like the weight just literally melted away. It felt so easy compared to all the struggles that I had experienced for so many years. I lost 40 pounds in 6 months. My husband lost 30 pounds. He lost weight too, and it was just melting off him as well. And I mean, even more than that, all my aches and pains went away. I started sleeping better. My skin got clearer and brighter, and the dark circles under my eyes disappeared. And I looked so much younger. I started getting carded for when I buy alcohol. Like, that was awesome. And all sort of fell into place. And honestly, it felt like a miracle. It felt like I discovered this miracle, stumbled upon it after struggling for so long. But when I look back at that time and I look back at that experience, I think the fact that my husband and I did this together was a really, really big piece of the puzzle. So could I have had the same results if I had been doing it all on my own? Yeah, probably. Honestly, I mean, it's a system that works. That's why we have a 92% success rate in our program. It just works. But doing it together gave us a shared purpose. It gave us accountability. It gave us kind of a reason to cheer each other on. It kept us on track, and it helped us to avoid temptation. And ultimately, I actually think it made our marriage stronger. And that's a big deal. And that's also why this topic is such a big deal to me, because I know how powerful it can be to have your spouse on board when you're trying to get healthy. It's like having a traveling companion, right? On your journey to get healthy, you need to have somebody who's in your corner, who's in your camp. And I think that's a really big deal. So let's just back up. Let's talk about why it's so great. Why? I mean, I can talk from my own experience, but I think from what I've seen in our program, there are a lot of really big benefits to having a partner on your health journey. So the first one is just the general camaraderie, right? That's kind of a big deal. Anytime you decide to make a big change in your life, and again, the decision to get serious about losing weight and getting healthy is for most people a very big change. It's going to be a big focus in your life, at least for a while. It's going to be something that you are actively pursuing, actively thinking about, actively talking about. And when you're doing it together with someone else, it just gives you somebody to talk to about it. Because trust me, you will want to talk about it a lot, because it pretty much comes up all the time, right? We're eating every day. We eat multiple meals per day. And there's not a time where you're not sort of thinking about it or focused on it. And I definitely found this to be true with my husband and I, but also with one of our close couple of friends who were also on board. And even now, 3 years since we first started, because I think it brought our friendship closer together as well, this friendship with this other couple. I mean, we call them our ride or die, right? We do everything together. Every Friday night, we hang out together. And this is it's something that we all talk about all the time, right? What we're eating. We go out, we bring pork rinds with us, and we go to a Mexican restaurant so we have something to dip into the cheese sauce. We talk about things that are working for us. We troubleshoot problems. And it's nice to have people in your life who just get it. And when I compare that to the other times that I tried dieting on my own, it wasn't really something that I could talk about to anyone, especially not to my husband, because he'd get annoyed or he'd think it was dumb or boring or whatever. It was so different. And so I really think having that camaraderie is super important. And I don't think necessarily it has to be your spouse. I think that can be a great thing if it is your spouse. But I think just having people in your life you can talk to about it is a big deal. So the second benefit of having a partner on your journey is, I think, actual accountability. You have somebody who will kind of, you know, hold your feet to the fire and keep you accountable when you're feeling tempted or feeling discouraged or you feel like giving up. And having somebody else there who can actually remind you of what you're trying to accomplish really can make all the difference in the world when it comes to sticking with things and seeing results. Of course, accountability isn't awesome when it doesn't come with a lot of empathy. And I think that's also one of the big benefits of having a spouse or a partner who's on this journey with you, because few people are going to be as empathetic to you and to feel your pain as much as a spouse does, especially when you're both working towards the same goal. And this is a big deal too. You have somebody who just understands what you're going through and who understands what you're going through from the perspective of understanding what's happening with your kids or with your family or with your parents or with all the job stress, and who just gets it, the good and the bad and all the different components and all the different pieces of it. They feel your pain, but also your elation. And that's a really big thing. But on the practical side, I think it's just nice to have somebody to share the load with, right? When you have your spouse or partner on board, you have somebody who can help you with meal planning and help you with shopping or just helping in the kitchen. It ends up being something where you can cook together or you can go to the grocery store together. And that can just make it seem, more fun. I mean, my husband and I cook together all the time. We actually have had so many dates going to the grocery store and just wandering around together. And I think that really makes a big difference because you've got somebody who's helping to carry the burden. Of course, when you do this together, you also have a built-in cheerleader, which is pretty amazing. You have somebody to share your successes with you. You know they're rooting for you because they love you, and that is a big deal. And then finally, I think the best benefit of doing this together with your spouse is that it can actually improve your relationship by bringing you closer. It gives you that shared sense of purpose and a common goal, and you have something to work on together. And I think for my husband and I, this was really huge because we're very different. We are like the classic opposites attract. And I have a business and I'm pretty focused on my business a lot of the time. And my husband is not involved in the business, not any more than, you know, being sort of my sounding board every once in a while, but he's not always interested in all the nitty gritty details of all the things. And so that can sometimes get frustrating for me. And same thing with him. He's, you know, working on projects and has things that he takes care of. And I'm not always interested in hearing about all of that stuff, for better or for worse. And so this, I think, brought us together on the same page with that shared focus. We could talk so much about this and focus so much on this. It just brought us closer together when I think there have been times in a relationship where we've been just focused on different things. So there you go, all the benefits. But now let's talk about how to actually get your spouse on board with getting healthy, because I think honestly, it can feel like sort of a little bit of a dance sometimes. It's not, and I would say this too, it's not something you would ever want to be manipulative or sneaky about, because that's never good for your relationship, right? There's never anything that's going to be good that comes out of trying to trick somebody into doing what you want them to do. In the end goal, your goal needs to be to have a mutually supportive relationship where both of you feel seen and heard and valued. But I will say, I think that it is very possible to have that conversation and get yourselves to a point where you can find that common ground. And it's possible to get your spouse on board. So here's what I recommend, okay? So first up, I recommend that you just start by talking, right? You got to start with honesty. If you can't start there, then there's probably a bigger problem that you might have to address first. But start by having just an open and honest conversation about your reasons for wanting to make this change. And don't focus on, you're so unhealthy. I think you need to do this. You do, da, 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 da. You need to lose weight, right? Like that's going to be a disaster too. Bring it into how you feel and your reasons for wanting to make this change in your life. Focus on what you are hoping to accomplish, why this is so important to you, and maybe even get specific about the changes that you want to see in your life and how getting healthier could be a step towards achieving those. And honestly, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you've probably heard plenty of really good arguments for why changing your lifestyle is so important. I talk about it all the time, every week, week after week. And so I would just write down some of the, you know, go back and listen. What have been the episodes that have felt most compelling to you, the things that we've talked about on this podcast? Or you could ask your spouse to listen to one of those episodes together, or you guys can watch our free training video together, right? Which again, if you need the URL, that's at thinlicious.com/video. But kind of open up the door to have that conversation and what you guys and talk about what you want and what you're trying to get. And then ask your partner why they think this might be a good idea or why they might be interested in joining you. Most of the time, people just want to feel heard and respected. But start with an open, honest conversation and make it about you, not about what the other person is doing wrong. And along those lines, it's really important to be willing to respect their goals and their reasons for wanting to make changes too. Right? Maybe it's something totally different than yours, which is totally okay. But encourage your partner to talk about their own goals and their own reasons so that you can find that common ground. And then be open to hearing their concerns, their reservations, the things that they're worried about. Maybe they're worried they won't be able to stick with it, or worried that you'll push them too hard, or that you'll get super bossy. And maybe they just don't know what to do and they feel overwhelmed. Whatever it is, try to really listen without getting defensive. See if together you can come up with workable solutions for those concerns. And I think this will make them feel heard and respected, but will also make you feel heard and respected. And I think together that will go a long way towards getting on the same page. So once you kind of, you've both voiced your individual goals, your individual concerns, the next step is to start brainstorming together. Brainstorm about ways that you could work towards those goals in tandem. You don't necessarily have to do the exact same things, and I think that's important to realize too, but maybe there's still a way to make progress on your individual goals while also supporting each other, and be open to compromise. Because I think that's a big deal too, right? You can be open to compromise about what's important to one, what's important to the other. Maybe one of you wants to focus on exercise, the other wants to focus on changing what you're eating. Well, maybe then you can do both together or find a way to alternate weeks between the two or get creative, but find ways to brainstorm together so your plan is sort of a common plan. And then finally, I think it's important that you look for opportunities to have fun together as you progress on your journey. So what are the ways that you can turn this into a shared activity and a shared interest and a shared just enjoyment together? Maybe it's signing up for a race together or finding just new things that you haven't done before, taking up hiking or paddleboarding, or maybe it's exploring different healthy recipes or trying out different restaurants that you've never eaten at before. Whatever it is, I think it's so important to find ways to have fun together with all of this. And don't just turn it into another chore or another task or another thing on your list that needs to be accomplished, because in the end, you want it to feel like something you can do for life. And that should be something that's bringing you closer together, not further apart. And then one bonus final tip is to just start small and take it one step at a time. Don't try to change everything all at once. I think that's so important, whether you're doing this with your spouse, whether you're doing it by yourself, whatever changes you're making, it's okay to start small. And trust me, I am the queen of wanting to change everything all at once. And I think one of the biggest reasons this was different for me is that I did start small. I started changing a few little things at a time and then changing more and then changing more. So pick one or two things you can both commit to and then work on those before adding something else. you get started, honestly, I think it is important to be prepared for some potential pitfalls of that can happen when you're doing this together, right? It's not all going to be sunshine and roses. So you have to prepare yourself for some of the challenges that could come up, because while there are lots of benefits of having your partner on board, there are also a few ways that can go very wrong. And trust me, I can tell you this from experience. So the first pitfall to watch out for is comparing your progress to your partner, because usually what's going to happen is one partner is going to make faster progress than the other one. And that can instantly lead to resentment, jealousy, and that is not good for either of you. So remember and keep reminding yourself that every body is different, especially male and female bodies. If you are a woman, especially a woman over 40, your progress will probably be slower than your husband. But it's also possible that one of you is dealing with more underlying health issues, right? Things like insulin resistance or leaky gut or hypothyroidism. Like, there's all these different things that could be slowing down your initial progress. And that doesn't mean that it's not working or nothing's happening, just that the progress is happening inside. It's healing your body from the inside out, which takes some time. So just remember to stay focused on your individual goals and progress and on non-scale victories in addition to those, you know, weight loss victories. You want to pay attention to improvements in the way that you feel and not to compare yourself with each other or the amount of pounds that you've lost. So the next thing that you want to kind of look out for, and another potential pitfall, is setting unrealistic expectations for yourself and for your partner. It's okay to have high hopes, but be realistic about what you can actually achieve in a given time frame, and do not put the pressure on yourself or on each other to be perfect. Again, take baby steps. Celebrate every little victory. Celebrate non-scale victories, and don't get discouraged if it takes longer than you had imagined to reach your goals. This is a lifestyle change. This is something that you're doing for life. You want to be able to sustain it for life. So start small and ramp up. And I would say along those lines, a really big thing is to avoid getting judgy. We all have our own journeys, and it's okay if your spouse is taking a different path or has different approaches than you do. My husband and I have been together for almost 20 years. And honestly, I think the best thing that we've ever learned when it comes to keeping our marriage healthy and happy is adopting the philosophy of you do you, boo. We say that to each other all the time, like literally at least once a day. But what we mean by that is that we pretty much just allow each other the freedom to make our own choices, even if we don't necessarily agree with them. And that means that if my husband wants to have a day where he goes totally off the rails and eats a whole box of Cheez-Its and a pint of ice cream, then that is 100% his choice. And it also means that if I want to take 7,000 supplements every day and spend hours and hours filling up my cute little rainbow pill boxes, but he thinks that's totally ridiculous, then that's okay too. It's no skin off his nose, right? We realize and have come to realize that we don't have to be exactly the same to still mostly be on the same page. So I would just really encourage you to avoid the judgment, avoid the criticism when they go into the fridge and eat something that you don't approve of, or because it's a big deal, and that will kill your relationship, and it'll kill the joy in this journey together. So don't try to change each other. Don't try to criticize each other for the choices you're making. Just focus on supporting each other and having fun together. And honestly, that is probably the final pitfall that I would say you really need to watch out for: not making it fun. Because the journey to get healthy can and should be filled with so much joy and light and laughter, especially the way that we do it here at Thinlicious and in our TAS program. There's so much freedom and flexibility in how you can approach it. There's so many amazing, incredible, delicious recipes to choose from. There is no reason it shouldn't be awesome. that it shouldn't be fun, that it shouldn't be so enjoyable, that it shouldn't be feel like the best thing that you've ever done. And that's what our people say over and over and over again. And as you both get healthier and you have more energy, go out and do things. Try new adventures. Go paddleboarding. Go hiking. Start a garden. Take on a home improvement project. Start talking about the future and about what you both want now that you're on the path to health. Create a shared vision. So for my husband and I, the vision that we've shared for a while now is land, like having a property on acreage with plenty of room for people to gather. We just want a home where people want to gather. And so we have this dream of having a place where everyone, all of our friends and family just want to come and stay. They stay for a day, they stay for a week, they stay for a month, whatever, but just this like place where your soul can breathe, where our kids and our future grandkids will always want to come back to, and where we'll spend holidays and we'll host weddings and other important milestones. And we just kind of, have this vision that we've had for a while now for this family compound that we can create for ourselves and leave as a legacy to our kids and our future generations. And if you follow me on Instagram, you may have even seen that I actually shared a couple of videos from the property we just closed on a few weeks ago. Yes, it's a very big deal. We're very excited about it. But I will say this, before we got healthy, we were both way too exhausted all the time to make that dream a reality. Like we just didn't have the energy, right? It just felt so out of reach. But finally, now we are making it happen. It's actually becoming a reality, and it's so exciting. It's a little stressful at times, but it's so fun and it's so exciting. And we know that we have the energy to do this together. Suffice to say, make sure that you are still having fun together as a couple. Health should be something that brings you closer together, not something that's driving a wedge between you. So find those opportunities to laugh and to play and to just enjoy the journey of getting healthier together. Guys, in the end, starting a health journey can be so great, right? It can be so rewarding, so fulfilling, as long as you're going towards it with an open heart and an open mind and approaching your partner with that respect and empathy and understanding. Like that's really what it takes. Openness, honesty, respect, understanding. Have those conversations. Be forthright about it. But be willing to give and take a little bit too. So with that in mind, what if after all of this, listening to this, doing all the steps, taking all those actions, your partner refuses to join you? They're like, nope, I am not in, right? I am not doing this. Well, my advice is then you do you, right? You do you, boo. It doesn't matter if they won't join you. And it doesn't mean you can't still work on making changes in your own life. You may even find that your commitment to your own journey ends up inspiring your spouse, right? It inspires people around you. And so know that even if your spouse isn't on board, you don't have to do this alone, right? That's why having a program like TAS, which if you don't know is short for Thin Adapted System, but that's why that's so helpful, because it's giving you that built-in community and support system even when it feels like no one else in your real life actually gets it. But I think that honestly, like if you are coming into it with that attitude of you do you, boo, so you're doing your own thing and you're committing to your goals, but you're also allowing the space for your partner to go on their own journey and to find out what they want in their own time, that's going to go a long way. Because either way, there's no better choice that you can make for yourself than the choice to improve your health and to heal your body from the inside out. It's life-changing. It really is. So do it on your own. Do it with a partner. Do it with TAS, but do it, right? Make that decision. All right. So enough preaching. That's all I got for you today, friends. But before I sign off, I do want to let you know about a slight shift I'm going to be making in this podcast, at least for the next couple months. It's actually related to a few changes we're making within the TAS program, because honestly, one thing that I have realized as a person and as a business owner, and honestly as a mom, is that there are only so many hours in the day. And if I want to add something, I also have to look at where I can cut back somewhere else. And TAS has been growing a lot over these past few months. It's been amazing as more and more women are discovering it and they're just finding out what an amazing program it is. And what I've sort of realized is that I actually want to be spending more of my time and energy coaching our clients inside the program. I have all these things that I want to be talking to them about and sharing and mentoring. And I see all these questions and we actually have amazing coaches. I'm not the only coach in the program. We have amazing coaches who have walked the walk and they're so good at helping our clients get results and troubleshooting issues. That's why we have such an amazing success rate. But I would love to be in there digging a little deeper into topics that are frankly, they're too advanced for sharing on this podcast because this podcast is really for people who are just getting started. And also, I just want to be able to focus on mindset and helping to fill in that mindset piece that's so, so crucial for ongoing success. So all that to say, in October, within the TAS program, I'm going to start leading dedicated sessions for each level. So there will be beginner sessions for level one, people who are just starting out. There's going to be more advanced sessions talking through things like breaking through plateaus and accelerating your results and all the kind of higher level stuff with our level two clients. And then even for our level three clients who have maybe reached their health and weight loss goals, but still want the ongoing support, right? To talk through lifestyle stuff and how do you make this your lifestyle? How do you keep this weight off for life? And I'm actually so, so excited about this because it's going to make this program, which is already amazing, even better, right? It's going to make it that much richer and deeper and so much more powerful because honestly, a 92% success rate is not good enough for me. I want 100% score. I want 100% of the people that we work with in our program to transform their lives by transforming their health because that's how we change the world. You get healthy and you can do anything. All that to say, if you've been listening to this podcast for a little while, you know that typically on Mondays, I release these sort of meatier content episodes. And then on a lot of times on Thursdays, I've been sharing bonus episodes. They're kind of a combination, sometimes an expert interview, sometimes a success story. And while I'm sure we will have more of those bonus episodes in the future, for right now and probably for the next few months, I will only be releasing episodes on Monday. So I guess what I'm saying is plan accordingly. Plan accordingly. And by the way, guys, if you are not in TAS, but you want to be in TAS or you just want to know more, the best place to start, honestly, is by watching that free training that I mentioned earlier, how to lose weight and get healthy for life without dieting, drugs, or making yourself miserable. Because it's, like I said, it's going to walk you through some of the science behind the program, explain so much why so much of what you've tried in the past hasn't worked. And then, of course, you'll be on our list to be notified when we do open the doors to TAS for our next enrollment period. And once again, the link to watch that training is thinlicious.com/video. Again, thinlicious.com/video. All right, so that is all I've got for you today. If you want to automatically be notified of new episodes, don't forget to hit that subscribe or follow button on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you like to listen. And if you are in our Thinlicious Facebook group, I would love to get this conversation going about spouses and whether or not your spouse has participated with you, if you are in our program and how that happened and how, whether you've done this together. And if your spouse has not participated or been resistant, how has that been for you? Was there anything helpful in this podcast that really spoke to you? And I would just love to get that conversation going. So I will see you in the Facebook group and then I will see you back here next Monday for another new episode. See you soon.